Director of Government and Public Affairs with the Ag Business Advisory Company, Pinion, Brian Kuehl, says ag businesses should consider the research and development tax credit.
A lot of farmers and a lot of food processors and ethanol producers rely on the research and development tax credit. So this is a tax credit in the Internal Revenue Code that farmers and food processors can access if they're taking innovative steps. And most people don't connect these dots. You know, most farmers live innovation. They're trying new seed mixes or they're trying new tillage approaches. They're always changing up their operations to try to improve yield and try to increase profitability.
Reports show many small businesses fail to even apply for the credit. In fact, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce says less than 3 out of 10 businesses that would qualify apply at all, and the majority of those are large companies. Kuehl says while it's an important tax credit to remember, it's not perfect.
Congress, unfortunately, in 2017, made some changes that really hurt companies that rely on R&D. They repealed immediate expensing under Section 174 of the tax code. That's something we at Pinion have been working to try to reinstate so that farmers who rely on research and development can deduct those expenses in the year in which they're occurred, as opposed to having to expense them over 4 or 5 years.
The IRS has more information about the R&D credit on its website. You can find a link on ours at MichiganAgToday.com. I'm Sabrina Halverson.